What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number three. And joining us now is Frosty Wooldridge. And Frosty, thank you for spending time with us today.
Well, thank you, Michael. And, you know, I want to just give a shout out to your audience because we're all Americans. We're all in this together, black, white, brown, red, yellow, you name it. Of course, I was stationed in the United States Army at Brook Army at San Antonio back in the 70s as a fresh second lieutenant. Also, I know intimately all of Texas. I've traveled to every corner, and having lived there and also thrived there, amazingly, you probably won't have anybody else that's bicycled across Texas three times now on my coast-to-coast bicycle rides across the Southern Tier, and it took eight times each time, and I got to tell you, the people of Texas, kind, generous, loving, and all of the good things that makes up America, I've experienced them in Texas, so it's really a pleasure.
Well, tell us a little bit about yourself and what you do, and then we'll get into the issue that I wanted to talk to you about.
All righty. I graduated from Michigan State University, of course, went through the ROTC program with the United States Army. I graduated, then I went on for a postgraduate degree, also served in the Army there, also in Fort Riley, Kansas, and Fort Benning, Georgia. I became a math and science teacher in Denver, Colorado, back in the early 70s. And one of the things that I did was I didn't have much money, but I always had a bicycle. And so in the last 47 years now, I have bicycled across six continents and almost 100 countries. I've written 14 books. My 15th one is coming out. It's a trilogy on the overpopulation crisis facing America. And because of my travels, in 1984, I traveled into Hong Kong, all the way to Beijing, Delhi, Bangladesh, Dhaka, you name it. And I, as a young kid, I was a happy-go-lucky teacher, and I had, you know, time to go and see these places. But once I got there, my worldview changed dramatically because I saw people stacked on each other. I saw the Yangtze River, which I floated on, the Ganges, which I floated on. Polluted beyond all understanding. And I said, oh my gosh, the human race has got a big problem. And it starts here in China and India and Bangladesh, Indochina, certainly in Mexico, certainly all the overpopulated places of the world. And so since then, I've written Immigration's Unarmed Invasion, Deadly Consequences 15 years ago. The next one was America on the Brink, the next added 100 million Americans. And my forthcoming book in April is America's Overpopulation Predicament, Blindsiding Future Generations. And it's my goal or my intention with each audience that gets this message is to let you understand where we're headed. Because the United States right now, when I was back in college, was only 194 million people. Then we opened up the floodgates in 1965 with the Immigration Reform Act, and we added 100 million people from all over the world. And that turned us into a 300 million in 2006. And right now we're 330 million and headed for 440 million people within the next 31 years. And what I'd like to see is that every person that listens to this broadcast becomes an activist to change the course of history. And my goal is to change the immigration into this country down to a trickle so that we might survive as a viable civilization and a sustainable one. I also like to create a national and international conference of world leaders, religious leaders, environmental leaders to talk about where the human race is going in the 21st century, because right now it's going over a demographic cliff, and we need to move forward with the brightest minds and the brightest thinkers and the brightest activists to change course toward a thriving and sustainable future in Texas, in Michigan, and Maine, and California, and even here in Colorado, rather than the one we're going toward. And that's, again, a demographic cliff. And it all happened because I've stood on the South Pole. I've stood on the Wall of China. I've scuba dived all the oceans of the world. I've watched the plastic build up. The Great Pacific Garbage Patch, I've seen personally. So you can imagine, I care about the future. I also care about every person's children. We all have children. They're going to inherit what we bequeath them. And I'd like to bequeath our children a viable and sustainable civilization. So there you have it in a nutshell.
Okay, well, the reason I wanted to bring you on the show today is, as you know, immigration, especially illegal immigration, is a hot-button topic. Trump is still trying to get his wall built. People are starting to look back at the 2006 Secure Our Border bill, which was supposed to build 300 miles of fence. 700 miles of fence, built only 33 miles, and everybody's wondering, what happened to that? Where did the money go? So obviously, there is an economic cost to illegal immigration. There is a societal cost, a cultural cost. And what do you see as being the most significant impact on our country from all this illegal immigration?
Well, I as a teacher and as an educator, I can share this with you. Right now, we're having a sociological impact of mass immigration and illegal immigration coming into our country. According to numbersusa.org, we're paying out around $296 billion a year across 15 federal agencies year after year after year. One of the big ticket items on that is the anchor babies or jackpot babies, and that's an average of 300,000 illegal pregnant women come across the borders illegally every year and or on visas, and they birth their child, and you and I, the American taxpayer, pay out billions and billions of dollars to K through 12. We pay for medical, we pay for clothing, we pay for food stamps, breakfasts and lunches, you name it, we're paying for that. And so I would like to make sure at some point that the 14th Amendment and the misinterpretation of it stops giving these illegal alien pregnant mothers instant citizenship to their children. And I also absolutely want to make sure that we stop paying for all of this. And so we need to have the senators and Congress get together and amend the 14th Amendment to stop anchor babies and make sure that anyone who births a child that wants to be an American citizen is an American woman in the first place. And not somebody coming across the borders illegally. And then we need to really start enforcing Section 8 of U.S. Code 1324. It is in violation of federal law to hire, transport and to house an illegal alien. And it's up to $2,000 per illegal and up to 5 years in prison. We need to do that in order to stop the draw of illegal aliens coming into this country. That would then release those jobs to American citizens and give them a job plus a job at a living wage. That means that these big Marriott hotels and the big construction firms would not be able to continue paying subpar wages. And actually, those jobs would be taken over by American citizens. Now, the third aspect of illegal immigration, you're talking about people don't talk about these things, but poor people are every year are shoplifting $52 billion worth of goods out of our mercantile stores. And many of them are gangs of illegals who are literally stealing the American public blind by because we got to pay for that $52 billion. Work it out. It comes to $25-30 million a year in mercantile goods. Now, the fourth part, of course, is the crime of driving a car without a license, driving a car without insurance, and undermining the economy of the United States by underground economies. And in fact, these illegals are sending back around $120 billion a year annually back to their home countries, which is bleeding our country. And then the fifth thing that I would like to bring up, Michael, is the fact that I just did a story on it. And for those of you who have read me, newswithviews.com, Capitol Hill Outsider, I write for 15 different news service websites as a journalist, a ground level journalist. We are paying $70 billion a year in drugs coming across the border, heroin, methamphetamine, of course, cocaine, and quite a few other toxic drugs. And you all know these opioids that are coming across have killed something in excess of 100,000 Americans here in the last 4 or 5 years. So we need to take definite action and really create some prohibitive or consequential laws that we enforce in order to stop this onslaught of our country. And of course, if any of you know, on the sixth point here, we are taking in, according to Dr. Stephen Camerata at CIS.org, Center for Immigration Studies, and he's a brilliant man, we're averaging around 500,000 illegal aliens each year. And once they come across our borders, they start melting in. And the new Yale, the Yale research study of last October, 2018, gave new figures. You know, you always hear 11 million illegals. Yale came out with a much more accurate figure, and it was 22 to 25 million illegal aliens that are now residing in our country. And even Ann Coulter, the great journalist there in New York and Washington, D.C., came out with a book, Adios America, The Left Turning America into a Third World Hellhole. She published around 25 to 30 million. And in my book, America on the Brink, the next added 100 million Americans, I had researched 20 million. So it looks like I'm the most conservative of all the researchers. But what it means is we're paying a severe bill for all this illegal immigration. It's changing our schools and degrading them. I'll give you an example. The flunk out dropout rate for Denver Public Schools, because we have 173 different languages in the Denver Public Schools, is between 55 and 67%. We have in California, where illegal immigration has taken over many, many cities and certainly much of Southern California, there's no discipline, there's no education going on. They're just warehousing these kids, and there's no propensity for any kind of intellectual pursuit, and our kids are paying a severe price. And so now you're noticing that there's different languages that are becoming dominant languages. Spanish is becoming a dominant language in classrooms and writing. And you go to places like Houston, there's probably five TV stations that are all in Spanish. You have dozens of radio shows that are all in Spanish. So what's happening, Michael, is that we're having not only the underground economies, but we're also having parallel societies that are proliferating in our own country. If you go to Detroit, Michigan, it's all very Arabic, and you don't see the American flag flying. It's all Arabic, and the schools are being taught in Arabic. Same thing in Minneapolis, Minnesota. So we have to ask ourselves, as a country, as a civilization, as a culture, do we want to maintain our culture and our language to have a cohesive society, or do we want to be a fragmented and fractured country where there is no cohesion and that everybody is kind of at odds with each other because there's so many cultures that are incompatible and simply not working for the American, the United States of America, so much so that we could become the disunited or the divided states of America. And that is not, that does not portend a very good future for our children.
No, it really doesn't. And I'm in mind of what Teddy Roosevelt said about immigration. And I'm paraphrasing loosely here, but he said, basically, if you want to come to the United States, that's fine. But just understand, we have one country, the United States. We have one language, that's English. We have one flag, that's the U.S. flag. And basically, he was saying that if you come here, you are expected to basically assimilate to our society, to adjust to our society. What you do in the privacy of your own home is your own business. But when you're interacting with the American culture, you have to remember we have certain laws and certain expectations. This idea about having all of these schools teaching classes in all these different languages, it looks to me like that's a real problem. They should be teaching these students English because that is the language of this country. And if we're going to get together and have any kind of a dialogue or discussion, we all need to be speaking the same language. But if you have these people over here are continuing to speak Spanish and these people are speaking Arabic, these people are speaking Samoan, then you're right. Our society is becoming fractured.
That's correct, Michael. I'd like to share this quote with you because I think it's very important for every person listening. And again, this is about every American, black, white, brown, red, or yellow. We're all in this together. And I want that to be very clear. I want our country to survive. I want it to thrive. And the only way it can thrive is that we have a cohesive single language. Language is what creates identity. Language creates the cohesiveness of being on the same page when you're having an intellectual dialectic, if you're having a compromise. You know, some languages don't have the term compromise. In fact, I think it's Spanish does not have the word for compromise. Arabic doesn't have a word for compromise. And that's what really created the U.S. Constitution. Ben Franklin and George Washington and John Adams and James Madison and all of them, Thomas Jefferson, had to compromise. And that created this extraordinary U.S. Constitution, which is one of the greatest documents in all of history, because it created this extraordinary land. And even when there was slavery, the amendments gave us the ability to change that so that every person of every color has the ability to express themselves and succeed. But the path we're taking right now, here's what's happening. Any culture that will not defend itself against displacement through mass immigration faces extinction. That includes both time-tested and successful cultures. Embracing diversity results in cultural suicide. America's multicultural path guarantees its destruction via cultural clashes and conflict with Islam, Mexican, and African cultures that diametrically oppose American culture. The more diverse a country, the more destructive and broken down its future. The more people, the more it destroys its quality of life and standard of living. The more it adds immigrants, the more destruction to its environment. The more it imports refugees, the faster America, Canada, Europe, and Australia lose their own ability to function, and worse, lose their identities. Exponential growth of any civilization leads to ultimate collapse. You see it right now in Africa and in India and China today. You will see it in Europe, Canada, Australia, and America in the coming years if these Western countries don't stop all forms of immigration, unquote. I'd like you to breathe that in, because that's a very powerful quote, and we're facing it, all of us, and we have to ask ourselves, do we want this kind of a future for our children? And of course, I've been to, like I say, I've traveled across six continents. I've seen cultures clash. I've seen immigration, linguistic immigration crises and clashing. I've seen it gets to be such a stalemate that nobody understands what to do or how to compromise, and nothing gets done. And then you see the schools are not operating. And the one thing, Michael, that I've learned in third world countries is, why do they stay third world countries? Why are they in such misery? The key word is illiteracy. Illiteracy is what drives that. And if we don't maintain our standards in our country and we don't maintain educational standards, we will not have citizens who are cohesive and linguistic as far as English, and then they won't be able to critically think and then solve problems and move us forward. And that's what illegal immigration is doing to our country, and certainly along with legal immigration. And we really have to do something to change course if we want to survive the 21st century.
Okay, now I do want to draw a line here between illegal immigration and legal immigration. And sure. Legal immigration basically are people who come here, they play by the rules, they have skills that will make life better in the United States of America. The problem with the illegal immigrants is they're stepping across the border without permission.
That's correct.
They're coming on in, they're a strain on the economy, there's strain on the schools, there's strain on the health care system, which is already overstressed. And again, there's a lot of crime is involved, they're bringing in contagious diseases. Anyway,
correct.
Listen, Frosty, we got to take a break for commercials here. So
okay.
We're going to sell some product, and we'll be back after these few words.
Thank you.
Many people write about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. My wife and I both use Extendivite and are very pleased with the results. It has helped to stabilize our blood pressure and to make both of us feel healthier. Good product and goodbye. So far, so good. I've been taking Extendivite 3 times a day, only a short while now, but already I've noticed the circulation in my hands and feet improving. They tingle. I like the idea of taking something herbal rather than pills. I take Extendivite 3 times a day every day. I think this supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Join Mike on the air. Call toll-free 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. We're talking with Frosty Wooldridge. And Frosty, before we go any further, I just got an email asking, do you have a website?
Oh, thank you, Michael. Yeah, yes, I do have a website, but it's a fun website, and it's www.howtoliveaLifeOfAdventure.com. And I'm glad you asked that, because that website also takes you to my Facebook page, and it takes you to, in fact, my latest book just came out last week. It's Old Men Bicycling Across America, A Journey Beyond Old Age. And you know, I'm 72 years old. And yet I get to play like a kid and bicycle 4,500 miles across the northern tier from Astoria, Oregon to Bar Harbor, Maine just last summer because I'm healthy and I eat very healthfully. I exercise very healthy. I call it body, mind, and spirit. And so that website is the one that really inspires people and gets them excited about living a spectacular life, a thriving life. I've got 14 other books out there that are much more exciting than my serious ones on immigration. And so, yeah, that's my website, and it'll take you to my Facebook page. I also have a serious Facebook page. It's just named Frosty Wooldridge. And on that page, I deal with the immigration invasion of our country. I bring up all the facts and the realities that we're facing and that our children are going to face if we don't change course. So hopefully... And I hope everyone listening today, I hope you take a deep breath on this. I know it's very sobering, and yet I'm an optimist, and I'm an American, and I think we can change our country toward a thriving and viable civilization by our actions today. And so it also, everyone listening, go to numbersusa.org. And that website has got 9 million Americans of all colors, of all religions, of both sides of the aisle. And it has two downloads, one 5-minute one called Immigration, Gumballs, and Poverty. And you send that out to all of your friends to educate them. And then the other one is Immigration Off the Charts. And that shows what's going to happen to our country if we continue all of this illegal immigration and mass immigration. It's going to grow this country from the current 330 million to well over 625 million people. And so we don't want to do that. We want to change course and get a stable society and a stable civilization that's sustainable. And you're part of that because a constitutional republic is not a spectator sport. It's you got to jump in and you got to chase it down and you got to grab a club and go after it. And you got to do it in your community. You've got to do it in your state. You've got to do it here in the United States. And so that website, join it. And they're doing everything they can to stop illegal immigration at numbers as numbersusa.org. And those two videos are absolutely extraordinary. If everybody watched those two videos in this country, we would have a massive outcry to stop this invasion of our country.
Well, I'm looking at that page right now, and I put a link to your fun website, your travel website, from my website, and hopefully that'll send some traffic over there. And I'll get this one linked up there as well as we get further into the show. Okay, so basically, it seems like the vast majority of Americans understand there is a problem with the illegal immigrants. And again, I want to draw a line between legal immigrants and illegal immigrants. Most people, especially here in Hawaii, very open-armed about legal immigrants coming on in. But the illegals are bringing in all kinds of problems. And there was a member of the European Parliament a while back who had this very telling quote, if you import the third world into your country, you're going to have third world problems. And that's exactly what we're starting to see here in the United States of America. So we all know it's a major problem. Trump knows it's a problem. Most Republicans know it's a problem. But we're seeing this Democratic intransigence. They basically are trying to flood this nation with illegal immigrants to change the demographics of the nation, to flip it from red to blue. And we know during the midterm elections, California was a very telling indicator of how they're playing this game, because California traditionally has been Republican, but because of all the illegal immigrants being sent into key districts that were just slightly red, and then they're getting registered to vote Democrat, and it flipped those districts blue, and that's why the House of Representatives succeeded in winning so many seats in the midterm elections. And it's fraudulent. Illegal immigrants are not supposed to vote. But apparently the Democrats are willing to subject our entire country to this kind of deterioration just to hang on to power. And to me, this borders on the treasonous. It is certainly a betrayal of the American people. And when you couple that with all of this liberal nonsense about how all the world's problems can be blamed on white heterosexual males, it's almost like they really are trying to replace the population of the United States of America, to get rid of white people, to get rid of legal Americans, and bring in all these third world citizens who can be relied on to vote Democratic. Anyway, we have to take yet another break for commercials. Frosty, stay on the line. We'll be back after these few words.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Do you worry a lot? If you're forgetful, nervous, moody, or overwhelmed, chances are you're not protecting yourself from the ravaging effects of stress and anxiety. No matter the cause, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, your quality of life, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in as little as 1 to 2 weeks and increase your ability to recall facts, names, and numbers in 4 to 12 weeks. Calm and Clever was created by scientist Kurt Hendricks, a principal investigator in 2 NIH-funded studies on Alzheimer's disease. Try Calm and Clever for 2 months. You'll feel the difference. Call 1-800-758-8746 or go to calmandclever.com.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to libertystickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's libertystickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Extendivite, made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, hawthorn, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle, feeds our body with the nutrients we need to keep healthy. Just listen to what Arthur had to say.
I was just wondering to tell you what a great product you have. I could use this about 10 years ago after I had congestive heart failure. And it fixed me up and got me going for the last 10 years. Lately, I've been having heart trouble again, so I placed another order because this was the only thing that ever worked. And I just wanted to let you know that you have a great product. Thank you very much.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Was swept away. Did these remaining
okay? We just lost our sound. Okay, Frosty, are you there?
Yes, sir. I'm speaking right here.
Okay, good. Well, we had a little bit of a technical glitch there where we lost our intro music, and I wasn't sure I was still hooked up here. The joys of live radio. Okay, so we're talking about illegal immigration, specifically illegal immigration, and the tremendous right. costs to our country, our culture, our society. The cohesiveness of our society is being stressed by all of this. And it all seems to be about Democratic votes and people willing to work for less than minimum wage. And again, we have laws, Title VIII, that are simply not being enforced. And, you know, Trump, his focus is on the wall, and walls do work. There was a TV station in San Diego got contacted by CNN to do a piece on the wall down there on their border with Mexico. And then when the report came on back with people saying the wall works, CNN dumped it. They didn't want to hear that. They were looking for people to say, oh, the wall is useless, the wall doesn't work. And again, pushing that whole agenda. And but again, there's a huge part of our border that is simply unprotected. Personally, I think they ought to put crocodiles in the Rio Grande. And again, back in 2006, there was actually a bill that was passed by Congress, including a lot of the same Democrats who are saying no to Trump's wall today, that was supposed to pay for 700 miles of border wall. And only 30 miles got built, and nobody ever asked what happened to the rest of the money or why was it stopped. And so everybody's playing politics with this. And to me, I find it absolutely appalling that the Democratic Party is perfectly willing to see all of this harm come to our society for the sake of a few additional votes every election.
I would certainly agree with you. And even Dianne Feinstein, the senator from California, actually railed against illegal immigration 15 years ago. And so did Charles Schumer, and so did Nancy Pelosi. But they have found that all of these illegals who are now beginning to vote through motor voter laws in California, certainly in New York, and beyond that, they're making big impact. And instead of caring for their country and American citizens, I never forget that Nancy Pelosi a year or so ago was welcoming all these illegal immigrants, saying that they were the future of America. I would really have every person listening to this broadcast understand that because of illegal immigration and mass immigration, white America will become the new minority at 49% by 2042, which is about 22 or 3 years from now. And the crisis is this. The Constitution was created by European Americans. It's the finest act of the greatest constitution the world's ever seen, and it gave an extraordinary opportunity for people to be free to think and act and go to church as they wish. And that's not happening in third world countries. You can't do that in the Middle East. You certainly can't do that in Africa. You can't do that in all these other unfree, if you will, or dictatorial countries like China. And so we have to ask ourselves, at one point, European Americans were 90% of the population of the United States, 7% black, 3% Hispanic, and Mexican, Latino. Well, the Latino, Mexican, Hispanic aspect will become the new majority by 2042, according to the Pew Research Center. I'm not sure that having such a demographic shift and making the dominant successful and driving force for America and then change it into some other country or some other culture and certainly some other language is going to be good for anybody, especially since this culture and language has been so successful. The second point I wanted to make is you talk about the diseases. Well, I'm a former Medical Service Corps officer, United States Army. I'm also a former cardiac catheterization medical tech. And having traveled all over the world, I've seen all these diseases. Tuberculosis now kills around 2 million people a year. Well, we're importing not only tuberculosis into this country, but multi-drug resistant tuberculosis is coming in on those illegal aliens because they're not getting checked at the border by the CDC. They're simply coming in here and carrying that. They're also carrying worms in their bodies. They're carrying head lice, and that head lice gets transferred to our own American students. These third world people don't have the hygiene or the sanitation habits. As a matter of fact, the Somalis that are coming into our country come from a bush of Africa, and they have never used a toilet. And you're now seeing all sorts of consequences to that. And you're seeing in Los Angeles, and I just bicycled the West Coast last summer. That's what I did, Canada to Mexico on the West Coast. I rode my bicycle right through San Francisco with 11,000 homeless. And when I got to L.A., it was even worse, and they are defecating on the streets.
Yes.
They are urinating on the streets. Their bottles, cans, and plastic and garbage are on the streets. But then you get to L.A., 90,000 people are living in tarp tents and in blue tarps, and they're just living the lives of the homeless. And yet we're not able to do anything about that because we're paying out, again, $296 billion a year for all of these illegals across 15 federal agencies when we should be taking care of our own American citizens and trying to do something with that 100,000 homeless people in San Francisco and L.A. Here in Denver, where I live, we have 10,000 homeless. Doesn't it make sense that we do something for our citizens, like jobs, like job training, like some kind of housing, makeshift, some kind of solutions, drug and alcohol counseling and or medical care, rather than, as you all know, we're quibbling over $5 billion when we've spent $6 trillion. I want you to make sure you understand that. We have spent in 17 years in Iraq and Afghanistan, $6 trillion, T as in trillion dollars, building walls across all of those countries and protecting them, when we have allowed Mexico to completely usurp our country, our borders, and we're quibbling about $5 billion compared to $6 trillion. So you're seeing that the Democrats definitely are making this case on a political stance, not on a reasonable or rational or fair sense of protecting the American people. So the key is, do you want that to continue? And I say, let's stop it. Let's literally build a technological wall, a real wall. I was down on the wall. I've got a picture on my Facebook page right now, Frosty Wooldridge. Go see me. I'm standing there with a 30-foot wall over my head as I reached the Mexican border south of San Diego. Walls do work. They work in the DMZ. Certainly in South Korea, they work in Israel, they work in Austria, they're working in Hungary. Walls do work. It's a part of what we need to do, not only with drones and more, more of the U.S. Border Patrol and more big eyes in the sky and all of that to stop the drug flow, stop the illegals, and protect our country and our citizens from this invasion.
Well, it does seem sometimes like the illegal immigrants and the refugees are getting a better deal from the federal government than the legal American citizens. And again, the way that we solve this problem, remember, Eisenhower shut down illegal immigration during his term in office. It was called Operation Wetback, which would have the liberals just screaming bloody murder over the offensiveness of that term. But he called it Operation Wetback, and he shut down the cross-border traffic with like 10% of the resources that Border Patrol and ICE have today. And the way that you make this problem go away is you start enforcing those parts of Title VIII, which send people to jail for employing illegal immigrants, for housing illegal immigrants, for transporting illegal immigrants. All of these mayors and governors of these sanctuary cities and sanctuary states ought to be in jail for aiding and abetting this problem. And I don't understand why Trump doesn't just reach into Title VIII and say, okay, all of you helping these illegal immigrants, you are guilty of a crime. Because if you cut off all the free stuff that's luring the people here, they're going to stop coming here. They're not going to step over that border knowing that they can't find food, they can't find work, they can't find shelter. They're going to turn around, go back to their country and try and make that country better rather than come up here and take advantage of the country that you and I have built.
That's exactly right. And again, every person listening, I would urge you, I would invite you, in fact, implore you. This is your country. This is our country. We're in this together. And, you know, I've already called my two senators and House rep just this week. And I said, look, I'm tired of you dithering and dawdling about doing nothing and not getting out in front of this situation. You should have solved this long before it came to a crisis level, and you haven't. You need to pass and enforce E-Verify and or simply yes. enforce Title VIII of the federal law right now. You need to absolutely take away any and all benefits for illegal immigrants because they're going to keep using them, and I'm paying for them, and I'm tired of it. And then I told them, you got to stop anchor babies, put a new amendment in to stop the anchor baby loophole and of the 14th Amendment and stop that particular draw. And you absolutely need to stand up and serve American citizens rather than foreigners. This is our country. We're not here to serve the whole rest of the world. The whole rest of the world needs to start fixing its own problems. And in fact, The Dalai Lama last year said that all these immigrants pouring into Western countries need to go back to their own countries and fix their own countries.
I agree. I agree. And, you know, but again, the problem is, and we're seeing this both here in the United States and in Europe, people are being lured here by the globalists. And one of the reasons there have been so many problems in Europe is that the migrants will get there and they've been made all these promises of stuff that they're going to get. The promises, of course, aren't being kept. They've been suckered in. And so as a result, you know, they start acting out. They start reverting back to crime. Sweden is now the rape capital of all of Europe. And it's a huge problem because, you know, you're trying to blend together cultures that are incompatible. There have been some rather abusive cases in Europe of some of these migrants committing rapes and being basically not going to jail because the judge is saying, well, they don't understand it's illegal here. Whatever happened to ignorance of the law is no excuse.
That's exactly correct. As a matter of fact, my brother lives in Europe for the last 30 years, and he is watching Norway literally be immigrated to death and their cultures being destroyed by these African immigrants who have no compatibility, no skills, no intellectual horsepower to function in a first world country. It's even worse in Malmo and Stockholm, Sweden, because they've literally overloaded themselves, and these people all live on welfare. That's all they live on. And then they're out robbing. They're burning cars now. Every weekend you have dozens and dozens, and over the Christmas and certainly over New Year's, they're torching cars by the hundreds in places like Paris. I've been to Paris several times. There are now 90 no-go zones there in Paris. As a matter of fact, for those of you who appreciate this, I just was in Detroit, Michigan last fall and also in Minneapolis. We now have no-go zones here in America and places like Detroit. If you're not a Muslim, you don't dare go into those areas. And if you're a woman that's going into those areas, you're in deep trouble because they are now practicing Sharia law with their Sharia patrols. And if you don't bow down and cover yourself and absolutely make yourself minimized as a woman in Minneapolis and or in Detroit, you could find yourself raped quite easily because you can't. These people don't change culture just because they came to a first world country. They are maintaining that 6th century, very dark, very violent religion called Islam. And our citizens are going to continue to pay because, as I've written in some of my columns, these immigrants are creating literally parallel societies that are functioning within our society but have nothing to do with our society.
Well, it's an ugly, ugly situation here. And, of course, I, you know, remember another time when – and certainly we see this with the legal immigrants. When they come on in, they do want to adapt to our culture, our laws, our language. But it is a rather alarming phenomenon of all the illegals and the migrants that they're coming into the United States of America and demanding that we change our country to be just like the one that they left. Well, if the country that they left was really all that great, you know, why aren't they still there? Why come up here and demand that we turn into what it is they ran away from? Again, migration and immigration, it's a filtering process. We're not getting the best of the people from the source countries. The people who are successful in their home countries, they stay there. You know, they've got no reason to leave. What we're getting are people who weren't making it in their home countries. We're getting people who are fleeing criminal prosecution. We're getting MS-13. We're getting drug smugglers. We're getting people who really weren't functional in their home country, and we let them across the border, and they're no more functional here in the United States of America. And it is costing a huge amount of money. It's eroding our culture and our society. And I think Americans have a right to be angry, and we do need to support Donald Trump on getting this wall built. And for those people who've been injured by the government shutdown, you have my deepest sympathies. But the blame for that goes right to Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi, who are playing politics with everybody's lives, not just members of Congress, but with literally every legal American citizen. They're just playing their little games, you know, to get their political points and to get their votes here. Anyway, Frosty, we got to take one more commercial break. We're going to be back with the last segment of our program after a few words from commercials. So please stay tuned, and we'll be right back after these commercials.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. As most of you know, my regular listeners, I offer energy cleaners for sale at my website. If you don't have a clue what I'm talking about, go to my website, thelibertyman.com, educate yourself about these marvelous healing devices. We focus on pain mitigation and getting a great night's sleep. Arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, doesn't matter. Keep in mind, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guaranteed. That's what I do. Energy cleaners, $285, shipping included to American zip codes. You can educate yourself all about the energy cleaner right there at my website, the patent application, the wonderful testimonials. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads to go with the energy cleaner. Now, I offer from me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. I have a toll-free order line, or you can order it right at my website at thelibertyman.com. The toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Thank you.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more, plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has...
We will not go down in the night without a fight. You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. Last segment of our program today here. We're finishing up with Frosty Wooldridge. And Frosty, we are going to have you back here again. This is such an important issue. And, the other day we were talking about the fact that apparently there is some $21 trillion unaccounted for in federal spending, a large chunk of which is going to HUD, Housing and Urban Development. Now, HUD is the government agency that hands out housing vouchers. And I'm wondering how much of that missing money went to basically provide housing vouchers for illegal immigrants, because with 25 million of them in this country, that's a lot of housing vouchers.
There's no question that the fraud that's going on in the federal government right now is being hidden on so many different levels. And if each and every one of you listening to this broadcast today understands the certitude and the sincerity of my voice, and that I study this, and I'm a citizen journalist, and I absolutely want to see our society, our country, our civilization succeed, we need to have the truth break open. We need to have patriots who are exposing what's going on. Certainly the 17 years in Iraq and Afghanistan, there's a whole bunch of fraud going on there. The $6 trillion that you and I have paid out in taxes, when we need infrastructure and when we need our schools and we need our inner cities corrected, we need new educational programs. We certainly need to have a greater educational parenting. That's what I'm looking for. And we can only do that if we have a viable society, again, with a single language and a single culture that we all adhere to and we identify with and that we love. And so I love to come back, Michael, and really not only talk about this, but engage everybody to take action. If everybody is calling up their two senators, their House reps, if they're going to their PTA meeting, if they're stopping the sanctuary cities, there are over 240 sanctuary cities. Those are against federal law. No one, no mayor, and no governor should have a sanctuary state or a sanctuary city or a sanctuary school. It's against the laws of the United States of America. And either we are a country and a land of the rule of law, or we will break down and become a third world country where a third world country, corruption is a mechanism by which third world countries operate. Again.
Well, we're certainly there already. Anyway, Frosty, thank you for spending the hour with us. We're going to have to let you go here.
Okay.
We'll have you back on the show really soon. Now, a little program note. Tomorrow's radio show will be a replay. I have been summoned for jury duty, and hopefully they'll just take one look at me and kick me out the door, and I'll be back here live on Wednesday. And if that little custom T-shirt store hadn't gone out of business, I was going to get a T-shirt that said death penalty for parking violations. But I am going to be in there reading the rules for jurors, and hopefully they'll kick me out on that one. So again, it's a replay for tomorrow. I will be updating the website from the courthouse and, you know, keeping that up to date. And hopefully I won't be away from the radio for too long. Okay. So there's the music. It's time for me to get on out of here. Stay tuned for John Stedmiller. I'm sure he's got lots of interesting things to share with you. Please share what you learn here with everybody. Please donate to Republic Broadcasting. They need it. Please donate to WhatReallyHappened.com. We need it. We'll be back tomorrow. Aloha, America.
Did you know that neither the American Medical Association nor the American Bar Association were established to benefit the American people? Have you recognized that in our country, health care has little to do with health and that our court system has nothing to do with justice? The priests of both medicine and law have been incentivized to implement a dark agenda on behalf of the Bilderbergers and their ilk. To protect ourselves and our progeny, we need to take a much closer look at how these two giant industries really work. Join me, Al Whitney, on In Defense of Humanity, Saturdays at 7 p.m. Central, as we expose the matrix and learn how not to consent to our own destruction.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.